Elaborate architecture is not unusual in Papua New Guinea, and perhaps the best-known example is the House Tambaran, or Spirit House of the Sipik region. The House Tambaran has traditionally been the main focus of village life, and the care taken in its construction and decoration shows its importance and the special status of those who build it. The House Tambaran is the province of men only, and a declaration of the sacred knowledge which only men are privileged to know. It is within the House Tambaran that local issues of village life are debated, and a special debating stool is a key feature of any discussion. When a man has the floor during a debate, from time to time he will strike the stool with a switch of leaves to emphasize his point. Any man can speak, and eventually a consensus will be reached. Some meetings go on all day as opinions are expressed and considered by the men of the community. The House Tambaran is decorated with faces of ancestor spirits and with totems of village clans. In the village of Torembi, one of the clan totems is the Tarangau, or sea eagle. Outside the House Tambaran, there is a large dancing ground, a sacred site where celebrations and ceremonies involving the old community have traditionally taken place. In the distant past, this area would have been decorated with the remains of enemies killed in battle, placed there in celebration of victory. Today, the decorations are likely to relate to the spirits of the community groups represented in the House Tambaran. Stored inside the House Tambaran are personal possessions belonging to the men, as well as ceremonial masks and sacred musical instruments. There are usually two spirit houses in each village, one for each of the two moieties or groups of clans into which a tribe is divided. In Torembi, one moiety is connected to the spirits of the earth, the other to the spirits of the sky. Culture is dynamic, with elements altering over time and in relation to change. In PNG, the role of men has changed significantly. The defense of the village, traditionally their responsibility, is no longer a high priority. The House Tambaran is a place where men now gather to spend many hours during the day. The workload of women, however, has changed very little. Traditional methods of food gathering and preparation, the responsibility of women, is much the same as it has always been.